Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know who you are?
Steven is my name. Even Steven.
Will you say something, Steven?
Steven or else media.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode number 9, the feedback episode.
Hello and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host. My name is Steven. And 1,000 miles over there to my right is another host, Mr. Ed Moore. Say hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
So we're going to do things a little differently this time around. We have been getting some feedback for the episode, specifically episode number 6. We got some three pieces of feedback from episode number 6, and we thought we'd read them out and discuss them. And kind of figured that adding them to a discussion of an issue at the same time might make the episode a bit longer than normal. So this is going to be an all feedback episode. And we kind of would like to do some of these going forward once a month, once a quarter. I don't know. It just depends on how much feedback we start getting and how much you guys enjoy this episode here and like hearing your feedback discussed on these episodes. So. Why don't we just get into it?
Let's do it.
We've been getting some listeners' feedback here and there as the show has been going on. The show's actually been getting a bit popular. It's rising in the ranks after each episode is released. But because we record these, you know, we're trying to do at least 3 episodes every time we record. Sometimes doing the feedback, we're not always as timely. And obviously, here we are recording episode number 9, and we're just now finally getting to some feedback. And this is going to be feedback in relation to episode number 6.
Well, that's not that long ago. That was just 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not too bad. So, and we may want to do this every once in a while, just collect up some feedback. And who knows, if we start getting enough feedback, we may choose to have one episode a month just be nothing but feedback.
There we go.
You know,
that's
in
a
which
lot of
we,
feedback.
Yeah, in which we answer questions and talk about what kind of sweeteners we use in our tea
we'll never divulge that.
We've already decided.
That's too much.
It's too private. Yeah. We gotta keep our secrets.
That's right. I mean, you know, yes, that's
all right. So the feedback for episode 6 comes from Twitter, and then we've got some from the forum, which everybody should join, forum.justanotherfanboy.com. There is a special forum within the Just Another Fanboy message boards just for the Superman Super Show. But we're going to start out with one from Twitter. It is from a Twitter account called at Radio Superman. This is the Radio Superman Radio Revisited podcast. This is a podcast exploring the Superman radio serial. Ed, have you had a chance to listen to this show yet?
You know, I think separate from this that I found it a little while back, and I have it on my downloads, but I don't listen to every episode. But I think I've listened to like the first 20 or 30. I went all the way back and started from the beginning, which I presumed was going to be the beginning of the radio serial. And it indeed was. And I don't think they have covered every serial because I don't believe that they've all been available necessarily. But I've listened to about 20 or 30 of the broadcasts, I guess they would be. And then they come in afterwards and give some sort of explanatory or additional information or things like that. So, yeah, actually, separate from getting this feedback, I have listened to several episodes of that.
Nice. I have not had a chance to listen to it yet. I am so behind in all my podcast listens. I mean, heck, you guys over at Boom Addiction put that episode out last week. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And you even feature a voicemail from me, and I haven't listened to that yet. So. Mm. And usually any episode that features me in any way usually jumps to the head of my queue.
Top of the list.
I haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet, but this one does sound interesting. And a little side note here, the very end of our show each week where the guy says that Superman is a trademark of Action Comics magazine, the way he says it, I think is very funny. That comes from at least one episode of the old
serial
Superman serials. All right, so let's read what Radio Superman has to say. He says, a resource if you want to use it is mikesamazingworld.com for release dates of when the issues hit the stands. I'm surprised DC would retroactively call this Jimmy's first appearance. I consider that to be in the radio show. I've enjoyed your first six episodes. Super job. Ed, what is your response to this feedback?
Well, this feedback, particularly the sentiment expressed herein, is reflective of some more feedback we're going to get. So that in mind makes me wonder if perhaps we misspoke and what we read was that DC Comics considered that the comics first appearance, as opposed to just across the board, Jimmy's first appearance. So perhaps somewhere along the way, we have misconstrued or we have passed on erroneous information. And so, some of our feedback is relating to something that perhaps we did in error.
Agreed.
I didn't go back and look to see exactly how it was stated because I saw it the same source you did. But perhaps that is what is going on. And if that is the case, then, you know, I certainly want to apologize. I never meant to. I know that Superman is going to be in multiple media, and I don't mean to take the shine from one media and say that it was another that did it or anything like that. So if that's what I have done, I certainly apologize. But, you know, I do, that being said, want to maintain that somewhere along the way, the comic book has assumed, the publishers have assumed this appearance of this young man as being the first appearance of Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
Now, how they define first appearance is up to rights holders. I don't create this, so I can't speak to that.
Yeah. And I've always, you know, I don't remember, like you said, I don't remember where the source was, but once I read it, I almost took it as not like like DC has rubber stamped this edict. Boom. This is the first appearance of more of a, like kind of a fun. Hey, you know what? Let's just say that's Jimmy Olsen.
Right.
Cause it could be, we know that wasn't who Schuster and Siegel had in mind. They hadn't named this kid. He was just office boy, but we're going to say, I think that would be fun to say that's Jimmy Olsen. That's the kind of the way I took it, from reading that article.
Yeah, I agree.
And as far as mikesamazingworld.com, for this episode here, when we start talking about the issue and then issues moving forward, I have started using mikesamazingworld.com. They have over there what is called a approximate sale date. So, which has not just the month, but the day and the year. So please keep in mind when we use those are approximate based on this website. We can't verify that this is the date that the book actually hit the stands.
At this point, I don't know how you could, you know, what source you could go to truly determine something like that for books in the 30s and 40s.
Wow. Time machine.
Well, yeah. But if you do that, then everybody will think you're like an alien, because that's what aliens are time travelers.
Time travelers.
All Earth-based. It's not like aliens. It's all time travel for us.
I'll buy that. I can get behind that.
If I may, another feature that I really use a lot on Mike's Amazing World is what is called, he calls it newsstand. And what you can do is you can use the newsstand function. You can put in a year and a month, and it will show all of the books in his database that were out at that time. And you can even go so far as to whittle it down to just one publisher's, like all of the DC books for February 1939, and have it list, and it'll list just the DC books, just the Marvel books, just, you know, and on several of my own reading projects, that's what I'll do, because I like to read out, you know, to see what else is out at the same time that another book that I'm really focusing on is out, to kind of get a sense of characters and storylines in play and things like that. But that's a really cool feature, is that you can go to, you know, like May 1992 Image, and you'll see the, you know, three or four books that Image had out that month.
That's good to know, because I use the Marvel Unlimited app and the DC app. And when originally I started with the Marvel app, one of the things I really liked about it is that you could do the same thing. You could go in and do a search by year, just say 1984, and it would show you in order all the books from 1984, and you could just start reading. And then I joined the DC app and was very frustrated that you couldn't do that at all on the DC app. And then eventually they updated the Marvel app and they took that away.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
I couldn't figure out why. And I was kind of in the middle of, I think I had started in 86, and I was just reading through the Marvel comics, and I was trying to do the same with DC, but I was finding it frustrating in regard to finding a reading order. But now that I know I can do that with Mike's Amazing World, it sounds like we're doing an ad for Mike's Amazing World, doesn't it?
It's an excellent, excellent resource. Most comic book podcasts nowadays that you'll listen to use it for something somewhere along the way in putting together their show.
I am forever a day late and a dollar short. So I always have to have these kind of things pointed out to me. I often tell people if there's something that everybody else is doing in the podcasting world, tell me about it, because there's a guarantee that I don't know about it. I'm always the last one to know. All right. First of all, I want to thank Radio Superman for the comment, for the feedback, and for listening. I hope you continue to listen, because we sure as heck have a lot of fun putting this little show here together and reading these insane comic books. All right. Our next bit of feedback also comes from over at Twitter, and it's from John Reed's Comics, or at John Reed's Comics. And that's John without the H. John is a podcaster. You can find John at johnreedscomics.com. And according to his, John's Twitter, I've read every pre-crisis Superman comic book ever. Check out the Superman in Crisis podcast. Now, this is a podcast I'd listen to, but I, again, am super behind on. I think I'm maybe four or five episodes in, but it's a really fun podcast where he is reading by week during the months that that Crisis on Infinite Earths is coming out. He is reading not just the Superman comics that are coming out each week as Crisis is being released, but any Superman appearance in comic books that are coming out during that week as well. And so that's kind of a fun podcast to listen to.
I'm not sure if you're aware, John, for a while earlier in his podcasting career, had a Golden Age Superman show.
Yeah.
And he started from the same place we did.
Well, very cool.
He covered like 50 or 60 appearances maybe before life got in the way with that show of his. So
yeah,
he is. And I do know this adage. I've read every pre-Crisis Superman comic book ever. Well, actually, not to put too fine a point on it, but he just recently crossed into the 90s. Maybe he's at 1991. Yeah. Having read all of Superman's appearances up to that point. So he's pushed past Crisis, and he's in the early 90s. So.
Yeah, you need to update that, John. You need to get on that, brother. But he also does, or at least he did, he says he might come back to it, All the Pouches.
Oh, yes,
which absolutely. Which is, again, not that far into it, but it's still a great image in the 90s comic book podcast. John, from what little I know about John, seems a bit like me in regard to, hey, this would be fun to do a podcast about, and then just starts doing a podcast about it.
And he doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. He probably has more than I do, but it's not a competition, John. He has
a couple out there. And actually, I think if you want to go to his website, his main feed, I think recently he has conglomerated. I don't know if that's the right word, but he's put all of the shows I think that he's done in the past available on one feed.
Nice.
And actually, you can go back to the feed and listen to just about everything he's done.
Wow. I'll have to go check that out because that does sound right. I do remember John tweeting about that maybe. But let's talk about John's comments because he's got a bit. John says, I thought I would tweet some random thoughts while I listened to your episode. And remember, folks, this is episode number 6. First, to help set your expectations, the 4th issue of Superman is where it becomes all new material and the standard format is 4 13-page stories per issue. So we're talking, this comment, Ed, confused the crap out of me at first. I thought he was still talking about Action Comics. And then I realized, no, he's talking about the upcoming Superman books that, because we were talking about that.
Or I had mentioned,
So, I'm easily confused. So that's not John's fault. That's my fault. Obviously, it's very clear in this comment what he's talking about. But he says the first issue is the 4 first Action Comic stories with some expansion on the first story. The second issue is going to be all new to you because all the stories are reprinted from the newspaper strips. And the third issue is half Action Comics and half newspaper strips.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting when we get to that point to try to determine, you know, how we do those episodes. I imagine we're just going to maybe combine like maybe issues 1 and 2 and briefly talk about maybe what they expanded on in those stories for issue 1 and then talk about the new material in issue 2 or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
That's future Ed and Steven's problem right now.
Even more future than this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So it's like, yeah.
The Superman Super Show will return after these messages.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now back to the Superman Super Show.
John continues, as for the numbered panels, it wasn't uncommon during this era, especially in the years leading up to the launch of Action Comics. Many stories had numbered panels. I'm not entirely certain what the purpose was, because in theory, these are all being drawn on one big sheet. I will note that occasionally in my reading, irregular page layouts have made the numbers in the panels helpful in following the flow of the story. So hopefully somebody can help us with that numbered panels thing. I like your theory that the artist maybe got paid by panel and not by page. And so they counted the panels, and maybe that's, you know, tried to fit as many panels on a page as they could. John continues. Also, I have very strong opinions on why this office boy is not Jimmy Olsen. That character is created for the radio show and continues into the serials and TV show before being introduced in the comics in late 1953. I'm not even sure if Olsen is ever said in the page until then. So another angry Olsenite.
That's not Jimmy.
Yeah. And yeah, it's not. I mean, look at the kid.
Yeah.
He's a round faced office boy.
You can retcon some things, but
that's right. You can't retcon memories. John continues, as far as Superman's villains, remember the comic story landscape at this point, detective and adventure stories. Superpowers weren't a thing. Superman is now a powerful character solving the kinds of problems that private eyes and police are solving in other books. Powered villains will come, but it'll be a good while yet. That kind of makes me sad. But not, because they're still fun. They're fun stories regardless.
I commented, I think it was on this Twitter stream, that I remember when I started reading Thor comics, and that would have been, you know, those would have been, this is Thor from Marvel. Those would have been coming out in the early-ish 60s to mid-60s. Thor. Okay. Started out fighting hoodlums and mobsters and stuff, you know, so it was like, talk about overmatched. You know, they were as overmatched as these guys are going up against Superman. It was a no contest.
Yeah. My internet feed is just all weird.
Oh, don't pay attention to it.
I'm trying not to, but you know, it's when I got a handsome man like me on the screen, I can't keep my eyes off myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ooh.
All right. Our last bit of feedback comes from the forum. And, you know, folks, I'm going to say it again. You should join the forum.
Join the
forum.justanotherfanboy.com. It is a forum that was created for the Just Another Fanboy podcast, but there are all kinds of forums there. It's a message board, and there are different forums, for all kinds of nerdy goodness, comics, heck, movie. Ed talks about disc golf,
TV shows,
Crows,
hobbies, books, hobbies. Yep.
And then we have a few podcasts on there as well, such as the Superman Super Show, the Legion project that Eric and Peter did, Peter Rios and Eric from the Long Box podcast do together. And so, yeah, it would behoove you to come over and hang out. I haven't been as, what's the word I'm looking for? I haven't been as active as I probably should be, but I have been kind of out of it lately. But let me say this real quick, and then we'll get to Kyle's notes. I have been on this medication that my I've been seeing a weight loss doctor, and hopefully when I go in for my next appointment, I will have dropped a full 20 pounds. But there's a medication that she's had me on. And over the last number of weeks, I've had, and I've talked about my insomnia, but something I've never really experienced before is moments of depression and sadness. And I just, you know, I thought, all right, well, it's because I'm physically changing and I'm getting older, and I should probably talk to my normal family doctor about that. And then completely forgot to, because I was feeling great the last time I saw my doctor. Well, and then recently my weight loss doctor upped the milligrams on this new medication. And the day after I took it, I just, I was really, like, really depressed. I mean, I just did not want to do anything, was in tears much of the day. And at one point I decided, you know what? Because my wife said, are you taking anything new, any new medication? I thought, no, not really. But then I realized, oh, well, we upped the milligrams on that medication. And so I remember going over the side effects with her, with my doctor when she prescribed it. But I went ahead and I looked through them again. And one of them was sadness and a feeling of emptiness. And so, I was like, that's what I'm feeling right now.
So unfortunately, your appetite is not the only thing being suppressed.
Exactly. And fortunately, she had told me originally when she put me on this medication, she's like, here's some side effects. Now, those side effects are considered uncommon. Those aren't the common side effects. The common side effects are like tingly fingertips.
Right. Yeah.
And a lethargy. And it's like, yeah, but I'm lethargic. That's just who I am.
I can deal with that. That's cool.
She says, you know, if you find yourself feeling any of these uncommon side effects, she goes, you can just stop taking the medication. You don't have to wean yourself off of it. Just stop. And so that's what I've done. And I've felt just freaking a number one ever since.
So out of nowhere, the questioning as to the reasoning behind your existence was kind of the flag.
Yeah,
I don't normally live there, so this is something new. Yeah, I should. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's one of the reasons I haven't been over at the forums. I was trying to remember why am I talking about this?
Yeah, where did this come about? Yes.
Now I remember. Yeah. So I need to get back over there. But we got some fun stuff that we try to do over there. The comic book ABC game, which can be fun as long as I remember the order in which letters go in the alphabet.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
I try to cheat and skip over the hard ones, but Ed's really good about calling me out when I do.
He wanted to get to a letter. He's like, huh? That's right. I thought, right. Wait a minute. What what about these letters? Did they?
I also like to try to make up comic book characters like Ventricle Lass. I think we need to make her happen.
Yep. I don't know. If you dig deep enough, she may already exist, man.
I think I looked it up because I thought if it you know, somebody's probably got it, but I couldn't find any.
At the very least, there's got to be an indie character out there that somebody has thrown in their book that just rolls off the tongue too easily. That's got to be out there.
I was looking for a V, and I'm trying to go through my mental Rolodex on comic book characters, and they don't have to be superheroes, you know, comic book. And for some reason, Ventricle Lass just popped into my head. And
there you go.
Yeah. All right. So let's read through Kyle's comment from over on the forum in regard to episode number 6. Another excellent episode, guys. I'm still enjoying Lois in this series. I'm not saying I like her actions or the way she treats Clark, but she is active and fun to read. Joe Shuster probably based the city skyline on Toronto because he's Canadian and actually from Toronto. When I was a kid, the government would sponsor Canadian Heritage Minute commercials on TV, and one was on Shuster and Superman.
Oh, cool.
Shuster was a paperboy for the Toronto Star before they moved to Cleveland. As always, looking forward to the next episode.
Okay.
That's good info. That's, you know, that's the great, I think that's one of the fun things about this show is that, you and I obviously don't know everything about the stuff we're reading about. And, we also are not big into the idea of research. At least I'm not. And,
it depends on the kind of research, but I agree.
Well, I mean, for myself, I'll do a bit. If it's something, if I can't find it immediately, it's like, I lose interest real quick. But you know, it's nice to have listeners that can also provide us with information that we didn't know. And I don't know that I ever would have come across the fact that, he was a paper boy. in Canada before moving to Cleveland.
I think that's drilling down quite a bit, and I'm not sure that I've ever had an interest in Superman enough to drill down quite that deeply into the creators.
Yeah. So lots of good feedback here in this episode. We ask that, keep it coming. Do you remember Derek Coward, one of the OG comic book podcasters, used to always say that feedback is the currency that pays the podcaster? Of course, nowadays we have this whole podcasting community that's all about money. It's the currency that pays the podcaster. But, though folks like us, we didn't get into podcasting to make money. We just wanted to talk about comics, and my family doesn't want me to talk about comics with them. So I got to talk about comics with somebody.
I need an outlet. Please listen.
And sit around the dinner table and go, so in this latest issue of Superman, they're like, you know what? We don't want to hear it.
No, Dad. No.
I don't care what Clark Kent did.
Wife's sitting there giving you one of these.
Yeah. Read the room. Read the room, Stephen. So, yeah. But the feedback, you can provide it to us in a number of ways. You can follow us over on Twitter. And oddly enough, I need to go because I don't need to go. I need to go over to Twitter to look at our, we are at Supes Super Show. We couldn't get Superman Super Show over the Twitter. So
probably too long.
Yeah. I think it was too long. I think that's why I had to shorten it. And I can never remember what it is off the top of my head, but at Supes, S-U-P-S, Super Show. So there's one way you can go about it. Follow us over there. Reply to our when we tweet out about an episode, you can send in Stephen can't talk. I often repeat myself, Stephen can't talk. You can send us an email at thesupermansupershow@gmail.com. Or again, join us over at the forum, forum.justanotherfanboy.com, and come join in on all the fun over there, because we need you over there. The world, the existence of humanity depends on you joining us at the forums. Not to put any pressure on you. We want you. That's if you're watching the video.
Yes. And no. Those of you listening to the podcast have no idea what that silence was about.
Yeah.
But it was about something.
It's a moment of silence for people not joining the forum. That was weird. So I'm trying to think of an easy way we can close this sucker out. But really, we've talked about how you can provide us with your feedback, because we'd like to do more of these. It would be fun if we could do these once a month. But that all depends on you, folks. If you, like me, get a quick moment of joy, a tiny little thrill every time you hear your name on another podcast, then it would behoove you to send us some feedback.
There you go. That way we can mention your name.
That's right. I'm thinking about sending in some feedback because I don't think we say my name enough on this show, frankly.
Okay. Well. You use the phone in line. Do we have a phone in line? Nobody uses it, so
we don't. I do for Just Another Fanboy. If we had some interest, we could open that up for the Superman Super Show. Nobody's using it for Just Another Fanboy. I have gotten one text over there, which is kind of nice. But yeah, remember voicemails back in the day?
Yep.
Yeah, those were fun. Yeah. Listening to those old Just Another Fanboy episodes and coming across some of those voicemails have been kind of fun.
Although you might want to watch out, because I know I sat here and watched my co-host for Boom Addiction really struggle to get your voicemail on live stream the other night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
On StreamYard. He had to work it.
I'll have to get with him to see how he did that, because I would have no clue how to do that. No idea.
Yep. It was funny because he and I both looked it up, and he was reading what I was reading, and he did exactly what it said, and it didn't work. Yeah. But like on the fourth time he did exactly what it said, it worked.
It just worked. Yeah.
it was a struggle, but yeah, he got it on there.
That's technology. Yeah. I just honestly, I just kind of figured you guys would just listen to it separately and then talk about it as if you just listened to it and then just stick it in post. That's right.
He put it in there and he even got it to where he could, you know, pause it. So you would say a couple things and he'd pause and we'd talk about it and he'd hit play again. And so, I mean, he got it to work successfully, but it just took a little bit of trying.
Yeah. That was the night that the sadness and the emptiness really was coming down on top of me.
Yes. Yikes. So, okay.
I did join your live stream for a little bit and then I was just hanging to sleep. I'm all better now. I'm all better now. Hopefully. Cross my fingers. All right. Well, that's the show then, folks. There's really nothing else to say except for my name is Steven and I'm going to take this moment right now to say goodbye. Goodbye. And then over there's Ed. And he's going to take a moment real quick here to say goodbye.
This is my moment. Goodbye.
See you later.
We want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Superman Super Show. Questions and comments can be directed to thesupermansupershow@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, you can help to boost our presence online by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. The Superman Super Show is a presentation of Steven or Else Media. For more nerdy content just like this, check out stevenorelse.com or just use the link in your show notes. Superman is a registered trademark of DC Comics and was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Superman's bad. I mean, he was bad.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big money
at Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.